Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in Long Beach, California this weekend for the Scuba Show, and you're going to hear all about it next week as we broadcast from the show floor and, broadcast the results next week on the big show. However, we are previewing a little bit of the elements and things that we may see at the show this week as well. And that brings me to Jerry the Diver Guy and Pete from Scuba Board, who have joined me for this portion of the big show. Jerry the Diver Guy, how you doing? What's going on?
What's going on, everybody?
That's right. Now, see, Jerry can't be at the Scuba Show, but he can talk about it. So, we'll get his input on things and stuff. And same goes for Pete from Scuba Board. You're going to be in Mexico. Is that right, Pete?
Cozumel, my friend.
Cozumel. Right. So we'll find out what he's doing in Cozumel here in just a bit. But let's talk about the Scuba Show first, because I know, Pete, in particular, you have some friends that make these dive computers, and they're going to be there. I'm going to try to connect with them next week, and maybe we'll hear more directly from them on the show. However, you've been using this Shearwater dive computer that's making some big waves in the dive industry. Is that right?
That's right. I have four Shearwaters.
Four?
I have.
Wow.
I have two that go onto my rebreather.
Okay.
One that can be disconnected from my rebreather. It's a fully technical computer. It's got a Fisher cable connector. And I also, a couple years ago, they came out with the Perdix, which was their break into the recreational light tech field.
Yeah.
And last year they came out with AI, air integrated on their petrol,
mm-hmm.
Okay, which was really good. But these are big, clunky-looking computers. You know, you've got one on your wrist and people go, okay, that guy looks like he's from the 60s with a big-ass digital watch,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. So
last week, came out with the super sexy, ultra-small, watch-style Terrick. T-E-R-I-C,
okay.
Which is still air integrated. I can still read my air pressures on my watch, but it's a watch.
How about that? So it's wireless air integrated, I assume?
Exactly. Wireless air integrated. It's got the clearest I've ever seen of any screen, period, out there. It's got the clearest screen. It's got the neatest compass as well. In fact, it's got two different compass modes. One's the traditional, and then one's just the floating red north that goes around, doesn't interrupt the display much. And if you set a mark, if you mark your direction, there's another green dot that flows, shows you where you're supposed to be headed.
Hmm.
Brilliant, awesome, what a cool watch.
How about that? So the compass mode, does that actually like you can put that on top of your dive mode? Is that what you're saying?
You can see your depth. You can see your air. You can see everything. You're not disconnected from all that information. Like on most of these, when you go to the compass,
you're going to a new screen.
You can't see anything else.
Right. So they figured out a way to combine those two or overlay the compass.
Exactly. They like I said, it's a little red arrow, not a full arrow, just like a little pointer, two lines,
mm-hmm.
that point north,
yeah,
all the time. And then there, if you mark the direction you're going, and it's very easy to do, it's probably the easiest I've seen, There's a green dot that shows you the direction you should be traveling.
Very nice. So this is brand new, and they're going to be showcasing it at the show, and we'll try to connect with them, like I said, for the broadcast next week if possible. But these guys are independent. Shearwater makes dive computers, and that's pretty much it, right?
You know what? These guys are not – they're dedicated. You know, and people ask them, and I've heard people ask them, so when are you going to make a rebreather? And they're like, that's not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to make a regulator? That's not what we do. These guys are committed to doing computers and only computers, and, you know, they love it. They're awesome at it. They make the easiest, most intuitive computer out there as far as I'm concerned. I mean, everybody has their own opinions, but I love the Shearwater form factors. I love everything about it. And this watch is a huge breakthrough for them. Huge.
Well, you know, it sounds promising. What do you think, Jerry? I think I would like to get my hands on one of these. Would you?
Well, let's get us a couple and try it out.
Yeah, well, we may have to figure out a deal there or something. But, yeah, these guys come out of the tech diving market, or, like, you know, Pete is really into the rebreather stuff. Is that how you found these computers, initially?
And now it's starting to
trickle down to us recreational divers, right?
I was intimidated by Shearwater because of their tech background, mm-hmm. Okay. It's technical. It's got to be complicated, right? Well, when I got my hands on one for my rebreather, I'm like, this isn't nearly as complicated as I thought it was. It was a lot more intuitive than I thought it was. Gas changes were some of the easiest things to do on there.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised. The only thing I didn't like was that I couldn't see time very easily on their petrols.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you had to click through a few screens to get the time, because in the underwater, you want to see, you know, what I do anyway, maybe not everyone else does, but the dive master wants you on by 12, and I'm clicking over to see how long it is to 12 o'clock, you know?
Right, right.
But the watch factor, they've streamlined that process. It's got four buttons to it. It's super bright when you want it high. You can darken it down to low.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most brilliant thing they did was to overlay that compass setting onto the rest of the information. So now you're not cut off from the information.
Yeah, I think that is that's a great feature, because I'll be honest, all the dive computers I use, I don't like messing with them too much. You know, whether I'm changing it from air to nitrox, that's about as technical as I need to get. Especially after I initially set it up and figure out what O2 group I want to stay in, what algorithm it's going to use. And, you know, that's where you start to get into the weeds and a little bit more of the technical side of diving and how you want your computer to act as far as being more conservative or less conservative, depending on your level of diving. But once you got that set, I don't like moving from screen to screen when I'm underwater, and I hardly ever use those digital compasses for that same exact reason. So I love the idea of having the compass overlaid on the dive computer information. That seems like a no-brainer. I'm surprised more manufacturers haven't done that already.
Now, here's the other thing about them, is that they have two modes, a recreational mode where you just, you know, set it and forget it. You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
If they're going to put you in a pretty safe zone. And then, of course, they've got the technical portion where you can go and set your gradient factors, if you know what a gradient factor is. I call them fudge factors.
Hmm.
But you can set your gradient factor to whatever you want. And you can also set it to be a open circuit or constant PO2 for closed circuit.
Okay. So, yeah, and that's where, you know, it could expand with your diving experience if you want to get into rebreathers and technical diving, side mount, whatever, and with mixed gases and all that kind of crazy stuff. So, has a lot of growing room or headroom
exactly.
to it.
Exactly.
I like the sound of that. Yeah.
And, you know, if you go with another Shearwater or another any computer that you have for a rebreather or for technical diving, this thing is the perfect backup to that, because it's got the technical roots.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, you know, were going to chime in there. To your knowledge, what happens? What were you going to say?
So, to my knowledge, this is the only computer that I know that has a compass overlay on it.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I haven't heard that, but, I mean, we could be wrong about that.
I believe you are correct. I have dove probably 30 computers over my life. And this is the first time I've seen that. This is the first time I've seen a computer this easy, this intuitive to use. And I've seen some nice ones. I've seen some great ones. Don't get me wrong. But this is probably the easy. This is my favorite so far.
Well, you know, I've had the tendency to just stay with one particular manufacturer and not go to a different manufacturer for my dive computer. But you may be, you know, opening up new horizons for me to take a look at there. We're going to have to look at these guys.
For the 20 years that I've been doing it, that's exactly what I have done. I've only stayed with one specific computer, or I've upgraded that computer.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is all new technology now.
We got old dogs. Some new tricks might be on the horizon for all of us. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Jerry the Diver Guy and Pete from Scuba Board helping me out right now as we talk about some cool diving stuff that we may see at the scuba show. We'll report as much as we can firsthand from the show floor next week. However, in the meantime, we're kind of previewing that and, maybe some other things as well. Pete is getting ready to go to Mexico. That's why he can't be at the scuba show. But obviously, whether it's a dive computer or some other new gadget, he's taking them on his trips and he's playing with them. And you have something else right now when it comes to underwater photography. And this one's particularly for the GoPro. Is that right, Pete?
That's correct. You know, when you buy a GoPro, the 5 or the 6, and I have two 6s, they are waterproof down to, I think, 30 feet by themselves.
Right.
Okay?
That's what I've heard, yes.
When you buy their underwater housing so you can go deeper, you actually got to take off the front cover of the camera. So now the camera itself is no longer waterproof.
Well, that doesn't seem to make sense.
If you flood your case, you've now ruined your camera.
Huh. Well, they didn't think that one through for us scuba divers very well, did they?
Well, they didn't, but Isota has, and they've come out with an aluminum housing where you get to keep the battery, the whole camera intact as you put it in there. It's got double O-ring closure, not just one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what? It's a very cool housing, gives you lots of, you know, you can see everything you need to see on the camera. And thing I don't like about the GoPro is, you know, that little button on top is sometimes hard to feel.
Right.
Well, they've turned it into a trigger. So now I can just click the trigger and start the video or start, you know, take a picture.
Okay. All right. So the brand is Isota. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isota.
All right.
And I got it from Backscatter. Backscatter is you'll probably see them at the show next
Absolutely.
Week, too.
Yeah.
Because Backscatter, and of course, the other good thing about this is that Backscatter's flip filter system, where you can put a macro lens on your GoPro, mm-hmm. as well as the various filters for the depths, fits right onto this housing. So they designed the housing around Backscatter's flip system. So I've got the flip system as well as the confidence that if I get a small leak, that my camera's still waterproof.
Right.
But I'm not going to get a leak because it's got double O-ring protection.
Yeah. Well, but like you said, if God forbid something happened, and I've had this happen on my GoPros before where literally a little hair got into the housing O-ring and it caused a leak. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. And I got the camera out, but, of course, the camera was ruined. This was probably back in the days of, I think I was shooting a 2 or a 3 at the time. And I was really up, you know, pissed off about it, as you can imagine, because it was such a small little thing. But it did cause the housing to leak and create problems for me. Now, I was able to save my pictures and videos that I'd shot, but the camera was pretty much screwed after that one.
Post.
Yeah. And they're getting better with doing this. And like I said, the new GoPros are waterproof. But, yeah, I didn't know you had to take the lens off of a 6 to put it in the GoPro housing. That kind of blows. So this
the 5 and the 6.
Yeah. So this Isota housing, I mean, how much is that, by the way? Do you know about ballpark?
You know, I love the guys at Backscatter so much that I usually don't even ask for the bill. I just give them the credit card number, and then I wince when I go to pay it later.
Well,
off.
Exactly.
So I couldn't tell you. It's probably not even want to guess it. Mm-hmm. Go look them up. It's for the peace of mind. It's worth it. I mean, when I go into Cozumel, I'm going with 130 people, and I want to have videos of the people. I don't want to have to worry about my camera.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Isota is running about $410.
Okay, that's what I would expect. And, you know, I've been playing around with this Kraken sports housing, this smart sports housing over the last year or so. And this system uses your cell phone. And what's unique about it, it uses any cell phone, like up to an iPhone 10 or iPhone 8 Plus. You can get in there.
That's cool.
And but it also takes Android because it has a shim type of setting in it that accepts all sizes of cell phones, not just an iPhone or an Android phone, all of them pretty much, with the exception of like the curved type and stuff like that if you want to get, you know, crazy with one of those. But it's pretty universal in that regard, and they've come up with a very unique design that makes makes it easy to get your phone in there. And if you're switching phones, switching carriers, upgrading to a cell phone, newer model and all that kind of thing, now your housing isn't outdated, which has been a problem for a lot of companies trying to do that kind of thing. And then, of course, you had the problem of, well, gosh, I don't want to take my phone underwater. God forbid if it flooded, then you're really screwed. But as with the GoPro 6 or even I believe the 5 is the same way, where they've made them waterproof down to 33 feet
Or they
one,
have.
Yeah, down to one atmosphere. Even if your housing were to leak, it's not going to mess up your phone. So, you know, they've, you know, they, and actually on top of that, they have like a vacuum pump system on the Kraken smart housing that adds a double layer of notice, like if you were having a leak in your housing or whatever for your phone. But even once again, if it were to leak, your phone's still fine because it's waterproof to 33 feet anyway.
I understand that also has a pressure sensor that you can put in there, so you can actually use it as a depth gauge, a backup depth gauge.
Yeah, yeah. The pro version of the Kraken Sports housing has a depth sensor on the housing, and it talks to your cell phone via Bluetooth. So what it does is it uses the information to connect to your camera's, to your phone's camera. And so you really tap into, like, you know, you get an iPhone 10 down there. Oh, my gosh. I'm shooting a 7 Plus right now, and I've been getting spectacular underwater video and pictures way better than I would have ever expected with a system like this. But the depth sensor, what's cool about that, the app they have now actually interfaces with the depth sensor and gives you the depth and time and all that stuff, and they've incorporated a dive computer into the app. So that right now, it's still in kind of a beta form in that regard. They don't want people using that as your primary dive computer. But it has a dive computer, it has a compass setting, and it's kind of overlaid a little bit, you know, over your picture-taking things and stuff. Very easy to switch back and forth, but that's kind of cool. So I wonder, what's the future? GoPro or one of those systems? I guess time will tell. We got more with Pete from Scuba Board and Jerry the Diver Guy next. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Pete from Scuba Board, Jerry the Diver Guy helping me out right now as well. Oh, by the way, before I forget, that Kraken Sports housing, you know what's cool about that? Even the pro version with the depth sensor, Pete, is like $400, like $399.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah. So you can just order it online at Amazon or dive retailers across the country, whatever. It's pretty, the price point's pretty cheap for what you get. You know, and once again, if you upgrade your phone or want to, you know, get a better camera phone or whatever, smartphone, you use the same housing, which is pretty sweet. So they, you know, I don't know where this is going to end up, but that to me kind of has a huge potential compared to the GoPro. As much as I love the stuff you get out of the GoPros, you know, I mean, I got GoPro 1s, 2s, 3s, and 4s. I haven't got a 5 or 6 yet. But, I mean, as soon as I get one and get used to using it, then they come out with a new one, and then you got to get a new housing, and it drives you friggin' crazy.
The best two things about the 6 is the 6 has awesome stabilization, video imaging stabilization, and you don't have to turn the camera on the whole time. You can set it up so when you hit record, it turns the camera on for you.
Uh-huh.
So you're not wasting all the battery. The battery lasts forever on a 6 compared to 5 and before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they keep getting better, and they do shoot really good video. I mean, especially I love the wide-angle look you get with just the basic GoPro, but you can put different lenses on them and all that kind of stuff now, too, which is kind of nice. So, and they're a little smaller, too.
And
so
they have linear with the 6.
Okay.
That means it's like you're looking through a regular camera. You don't have that distortion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of like the distortion. I mean, that's when you get that wide-angle thing, yeah, you can get closer to your critters and still get to all the background. So, you know, the weirder I look underwater on a video, the better, usually.
Well,
yeah.
That's not hard for you to do, Greg.
Well, exactly. Face for radio. Go ahead. Bring it on. All right. More coming on. More coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's a symbiotic relationship. I'm a mighty great white shark lemon, and you are a remora clinging to me with your suction cup head. I give you a free ride, and in exchange, you, eat my parasites.
Baby, there's a shark in the water. There's something underneath my head. Oh, please believe I said, baby, there's a shark in the water. I caught them barking at the moon. Better be soon.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Jerry the Diver Guy, Pete from Scuba Board. Talking diving stuff. We haven't had an opportunity to catch up lately, so this is a great opportunity to do so. Pete's getting ready to go to Mexico to do some diving. We got to talk about that. But before we do, I've been getting these emails, and I know Pete on Scuba Board, they've had to been talking about these great white sightings off the east coast of Florida the last few weeks, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
What are you hearing about this? Just that everybody's surprised or what?
Actually, it's being attributed to global warming and these sharks getting confused.
Yeah, getting confused or just wanting to go to Florida for spring break, right? Like all the college kids or something.
There you go. They want to go eat some college kids.
Well, we're kind of past spring break, so they wanted to wait for the kids to get out of the area and then go enjoy the beaches of Florida and stuff. But I don't know. Yeah, you see these. What is encouraging from my perspective is we're not so much seeing the reports like, oh, my God, great white shark, it's going to eat us, as much as like, hey, we're diving and we saw a great white shark. This is awesome. I mean,
and that's what I'm saying. I'm seeing no one's complaining about the fact that we got great whites. In fact, the only great white I've ever seen was down in the Keys. I saw it back when the Spiegel Grove was on its side.
Yeah.
And it's like you see it and you go, what's wrong with that shark? You realize, oh, that's why they call it a pointer.
Mm-hmm. A white pointer. You know? Yeah. Give it that south. That's how they do it in South Africa. They call them white pointers, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I would think I would be the same way. But if I saw one when I wasn't expecting it, I have wondered if I would go, wait a minute, you know. I'm not sure how I'd feel about that, but
Greg, they're not aggressive.
Well, of course,
they're not
going
after you. You know,
right.
When I saw this one off the Spiegel, it was cruising along just like any other shark would.
Yeah,
it's like it's not a man-eating crazed machine going, mm-hmm. Oh my God, humans! I gotta go eat them. It's nothing like that at all. It was like, and I was hiding behind it, mind you, when I first saw it. It was like, oh my God. And then I realized he doesn't care about me like no other shark cares about me.
Yeah. How big was the one that you saw?
Probably 12 foot, 10 foot,
wow,
somewhere in
okay.
there.
That's a big boy or girl, I guess.
Well, not for a great white.
But if you're in Florida right now, you don't need to be worrying about the sharks. You need to be worrying about the moon jellies.
That's right.
I'm seeing, they're swarming everywhere.
Yeah, we have them out here in Central Florida right now. They said the past weekend they had like 800 stings.
They're not in the springs, okay? I will tell you that. They're not in the springs.
Yeah, that's why you enjoy cave country a little bit more.
Exactly.
No jellyfish. There is a plus side to that.
The sweet water.
Greg, you know what's so bad about all this? You know, Pete's getting ready to go to Mexico, and he's taking like 130 some of his closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
I thought me and you were his only friends.
Well, being that we never get invited and he doesn't go with us, friend is very, very loosely used term when he uses to describe us. He'd probably just go, acquaintances, yes. Yeah. Bless their hearts.
When you go on an invasion, a scuba board invasion, and for those who don't know, that's our big trip every year. Mm. We go, we take over a resort, we take over an island, whatever we can get away with, and we bond. I mean, it's you're talking about some lifelong friendships come out of this, and We don't let them cattle boat us, which means we don't let them pack us on like sardines.
Right.
You know, we have elbow room. We don't have to worry about it. And all the people dive pretty much the same way. We're all safe divers. We all got great buoyancy. And if they don't, they're going to learn it pretty quick from everybody mentoring them.
Sure.
So it's really, it's a casual thing. And then, you know, after the diving's done, we kick back some margaritas. We have some laughs. Usually our trips are all inclusive, so you don't have to worry about bar bills and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It's a fun time.
Well, yeah, I didn't even think about how the peer pressure element could come into play. If you have somebody in the group who's not up to snuff, they'd be flamed instantly online, wouldn't they?
No, they don't get flamed online, but people will come over to them and show them how to dive right.
Yes.
Show them how to get... It's not that hard. You just have to have someone show you how to do it. And once you know it, it's like, oh, I wish I was shown this in dive class.
Right.
So it's all friendly. There's like I said, lifelong friendships are born out of these. And I would say 80% of the people on this trip have been on previous trips.
Well,
it's that much repeat. People just love it.
Yeah, and then they can stay in touch, on scuba board in the meantime.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they talk shop and compare notes and become friends. That makes sense. Total sense. Now, where are you going in Mexico? Where are you guys doing this exactly? Cozumel, right?
We're going to Cozumel. We're staying at Hotel Cozumel and going with Dive Paradise because they're big enough to be able to support a group like we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next year we're headed to Fiji.
Wow.
For 2 weeks.
Okay.
And, you know, if you want to go, it's sold out. Sold out in like 2 hours.
What, the Fiji one is already?
Yeah.
Wow.
2 hours is sold out. Well, we don't get to take 130 people there because they can't support that many divers.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
We've got like 60-something, 66 or something like that. But,
right.
Yeah, you know, these are well-organized trips, We go in such a big group that you don't have to worry about having other people take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have we're a gang.
Of course.
You know, we're a big gang in Cozumel. People don't want to mess with us.
Again, let's see, MS, yeah, maybe you could DS, come up with like a play on MS-13. It would be like
there you go.
DS-130. or something. Then you all get tattoos. They won't let you back in the States. No, I'm kidding.
We have the big SB tattoo, scuba board. Okay,
okay. Well, there you go. SB-130.
SB double knot 4.
Okay. The double knot 4, what would that mean? What do you mean, Jerry?
Just like Beverly Hillbillies. Jethro, he's a double knot spy.
Okay. it's good enough for me.
Scuba board double knot spies.
Yeah. Well, are you going to be doing the infamous drift diving there in Cozumel, you figure there, Pete? Or what?
Well, we got drift diving going on. Of course, Cozumel is mostly drift diving.
Yeah.
We're doing the dive with the whale sharks. It's actually a snorkel with the whale sharks.
Is that Isla Morada? Or, I mean, not Isla. Yeah, Isle of Mujeres. Is it around that island?
Yeah, New Mujeres.
Yeah. So,
and,
yeah.
We're also doing some cenote diving for the people who've never done cenotes, which is sinkhole or cave, depending on how you look at it.
Right.
And it's all appropriate for their level of diving. We're not going to stick someone way back in a cave. He's not full cave certified.
Well,
don't,
I know
don't
that
is wrong there.
You know, you're in cave country now, so this is going to be in your wheelhouse. I would imagine you're going to be taking advantage of that personally quite a bit. Am I right?
Yeah, not this trip. Usually when I go to cave dive, I'll have a whole week because, you know, the caves in Cozumel are different than the caves in Central Florida.
How so?
The caves in Central Florida don't have the same decorations. They don't have all the stalactites and stalagmites that you have in Cozumel.
Yeah. So,
and I mean, it's not even close. And there's not as much flow in Cozumel.
So what you're saying is they don't have all those human sacrifices down in the holes.
You know what? I've seen human skulls. I've seen pottery in the caves in Mexico. I've seen lots of fossils here in the caves in Florida, and I love my caves in Florida, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's a completely different type of diving, and honestly, if I'm going to Mexico, I want to go back into the full cave dive. So I'm going to let them do this on their own. I'm going to go have some fun, go to Wet Wendy's and have some cucumber jalapeno margaritas.
Okay. That sounds interesting. I'm not sure what I think about that.
They're real fast.
Oh, they're awesome, dude.
Are they? Okay. I'm not a big cucumber fan, but I don't know. I guess, you know, when in Rome or when in Mexico, you got to try the local flavors. But you're saying like the bones, like the skulls and things in the Yucatan there and the cenotes are a little more creepy. Are you kind of saying that,
you know,
too?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and I can't tell you the cave that I saw them in because they don't want the word to get out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you go and you see a shelf and there's three skulls in a row, and it's just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Was that the last dive trip that was here last week? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch that air a little bit closer.
That's right.
Right.
If you're superstitious, might not be the place. There want to be a lot of crazy stuff going on down there, but it makes it exciting. Might be your cup of tea. All right, look, we got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it.
What?
That's the ninth return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Remember, next week we will have a full show for you, hopefully, from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. A lot of special guests, and I always find some interesting things that I haven't seen before that I hope to share with you on the show big time next week. However, we're chatting right now with Jerry the Diver Guy and Pete from Scuba Board, who will not have the luxury to join me. So we're just catching up on some other stuff and what things are coming up with them as far as their diving life is concerned. Now, Jerry the Diver Guy has been in teaching mode right now. Is that right, Jerry?
Yes, sir. The weather has broken, and we are teaching.
So how many students you have, and where are you taking them?
I have three right now that are going through their book work. Well, their online stuff now. Mm-hmm. So, and then hopefully if everything goes good, we are going to the quarry this weekend.
They're going to the quarry. How do you like doing those type of dives? Is that like diving in cave country there, Pete, you think? You have any quarries you go to?
No. Nothing like cave country.
Nothing.
Quarry diving is its own
thing. Oh, no, hold on. It wasn't
thing. I love quarry diving.
It wasn't a quarry. It was a quarry. You heard him. Quarry, right, Jerry?
Quarry.
Quarry. He's going to the quarry.
It's like far and fur.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. But, I mean, are you tempted to take him down to cave country instead or, you know, down to the panhandle of Florida maybe from up there in the mountains of Virginia and doing your checkouts there?
We get lots of people coming down to the springs because it's so beautiful and clear.
Right. Jerry?
Yeah, we always try to go to the springs in the wintertime, you know, starting around November. Hey, if my group's wanting to go anytime to Florida, I'm game for anything because mm-hmm. y'all know that's my favorite place to go.
Yeah. Well, actually, right before I head out to the scuba show in Long Beach, I'm going to spend a little bit of time with the family in Gulf Shores, Alabama. And I'm debating whether or not I want to try to do a dive when I'm out there. Have you ever been there, Pete? I mean, that's not far
from Gulf Shores, Alabama. I have to say, I've never dove in L.A.
Yeah. Well, it's
Lower Alabama.
Right. Well, it's not far from like Destin, you know. So there, you know, you got the Panhandle. I mean, I don't know. I mean, or Pensacola. So it's not far from like going out to the Oriskany and stuff if the weather's right.
Well, you know, and if you're there, first of all, there's Vortex Springs is really close to there.
Is it?
And
okay.
And that's a cool dive. Cool. And they've got crawdads that will take your arm off. They're so big.
That sounds like something I want to do.
Crawzellas is what I call them, man. They're huge. But Destin has the infamous Destin Jetties, which is an awesome shore dive.
Huh.
And lots of critters, lots of fun stuff. You can even see a couple bulls in there. So they're always talking about doing the Destin. It's almost like Blue Heron Bridge, except off of Destin.
With a couple bull sharks, you say, huh?
Well, they've talked about seeing bull sharks there, and we had that one kid that was chewed up right off of Destin a few years ago, died from it, I believe.
Well, Jesse Arbogast, yeah, the kid that started the whole summer of the shark thing, year 2000.
Yeah.
Right. I forgot about that.
So that was right there at Destin. So, yeah. You know, you got lots of good shark activity there. I love sharks.
Well, that is a possibility, but I don't know. The idea of feeding one of my appendages to a giant crawdad in Vortex Springs... it's one or the other, I guess. I had never heard that.
Vortex is so cool. That's where the McDaniels kid disappeared. I don't know if you remember that many years ago.
No, I don't. What do you mean?
They
fed him to a crawdad?
They found his car in the parking lot, but they've never, ever seen McDaniels again. They think he crawled back into the cave and caused a cave-in or whatever and is still buried back there, but they've never found the body. They have no idea where he's at.
Wow. No, I didn't know about that. That sounds creepier than going to do a dive in the cenotes of Mexico.
That's why the crawdads are big.
I was going to say, you know, these giant crawdads you're talking about, you could come up with a lot of interesting stories.
You know, I never thought about the crawdads taking them out, but maybe.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. But, and also, I would imagine... You know, in that neck of the woods, I probably have the option to cruise out to like an oil platform or something.
That's what I was going to recommend. A lot of the Alabama dives are I know Mississippi dives also are on the platforms, mm-hmm. or not Mississippi, but Texas.
Right.
So a lot of those Gulf oil platforms are out there, so you can dive on those.
Well, I think,
but if I'm not mistaken, there is some operators going out of Gulf Shores that actually do the Riskany.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty certain that's correct. I think we're going to be right around the Florida-Bama line there. So, if I remember correctly, we can do that. There is a couple operators. It's just going to obviously. It's a long boat ride. I think it's like 22 miles minimum to get
and
out.
You know,
to
it's deeper now, right?
It's the Oriskany is deeper. It got pushed out a little farther even now?
No, it's sinking.
It's sinking?
It's sinking into the muck there in the Gulf.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it already sank
once.
It's
settling deeper.
It's sinking again. Interesting. So
yeah.
I don't know. How deep are you saying it is now then?
I think it's another 10 or 15 feet deeper than when they first put it down.
Okay. Well yeah.
That's pushing 120 on a top house.
If I were to do the, and I've never done the arresting, I've been asked to by a brother-in-law who served on it to go take pictures of it for him.
Mm-hmm.
But if I ever do it, I'm going to do it on a rebreather, that's for sure.
Well, that sounds like it'd be a great technical dive in that regard for sure. Yeah, it's on my list, but I don't know if it'll be checked off on this quick trick I got coming up before the scuba show. But we'll see. You'll find out next week.
It sucks to be you.
Well, maybe. Enjoy Mexico there, Pete.
Later, my friend.
All right. And that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, guys?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.